Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. If you have low vision, you may be realizing that you need some help to read the small print, or to do your knitting, or even to see something in the front of a classroom. It might be time for you to consider buying a low vision magnifier, but where do you begin? Today's program will help you. The article is titled Guide to Buying Low Vision Magnifiers. It was put out by a website called www.allaboutvision.com. It was written by Marilyn Hadrill with contributions and review by Dr. Mary Lou Jackson, who is quoted in the article. During the program, you will hear the types of low vision magnifiers, how can magnifiers help you, which magnifiers work the best, how to find the magnifiers, and then we'll have a segment on the cost of low vision magnifiers, and I will add some contact information at the end of the program, so get your pencils ready if you think you might be wanting to buy a low vision magnifier. It's tough enough to have low vision, but how do you decide which magnifier you need and in what circumstances? This guide can help. And once again, it's from All About Vision. If you are among the growing numbers of people with low vision, you may find that a low vision magnifier can assist with tasks such as reading the fine print, sewing, or viewing classroom presentations. Increased demand for low vision devices means many more choices are becoming available. More than 3.3 million Americans older than the age of 40 already have blindness or low vision. That number is expected to increase to 5.5 million by the year 2020. These statistics are provided by the National Eye Institute. If you need a low vision magnifier, consider visiting what's called a low vision specialist. You will get expert guidance in ordering just the right device for your specific needs, especially if you already have substantial vision loss. The expert will ask preliminary questions such as, if you are older, do you have any memory loss or a decline in cognitive function? If so, you probably need to stick with a less complex device. Another question they might ask, do you drive and do you want to continue driving? Some states allow individuals to use what's called a bioptic telescope for reading signs and seeing traffic lights, but an evaluation by a low vision clinician is required to see if you are a candidate for this option. And I'll repeat the words, some states allow this. Some states allow this. I do not know about Canada. You might want to inquire. They're called bioptic telescopes. You'll hear more later. Another question they might ask, do you have an occupation or hobby that requires you to see fine detail? If so, devices that provide greater magnification might be more helpful for you. Before buying a low vision magnifier or consulting with an expert, take the time to explore the array of choices available in lenses, video camera magnifiers, and lighting. Think carefully about your goals, your budget, and what features various devices offer so that you can better communicate your needs either to a low vision expert or maybe to a sales representative who is actually marketing those low vision magnifiers. Now, the first part of the article covers the types of low vision magnifiers. Just as some people with a disability need a wheelchair or a hearing aid, a person with low vision needs extra help beyond what ordinary eyeglasses or contact lenses can provide. Here's a quote from Dr. Jackson. If you have low vision, you should understand that there are no magic glasses. This is according to vision rehabilitation specialist Dr. Mary Lou Jackson. She is from the Harvard School of Medicine affiliate Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary in Boston. Dr. Jackson also is chairperson of the American Academy of Ophthalmology Vision Rehabilitation Committee. The article continues, eyeglasses usually can correct refractive errors such as nearsightedness and farsightedness. But, notes Dr. Jackson, ordinary lenses don't work for permanent blind spots, which are called scotomas. These blind spots appear in your visual field, and they're caused by common eye diseases such as age-related macular degeneration. Even so, different configurations of magnifiers and video camera magnifiers may at least partially compensate for the part of the visual field where those blind spots have caused vision loss. Be aware that one size does not fit all when it comes to low vision devices. Dr. Jackson says that a particular kind of magnifier helpful to someone with peripheral vision loss, for example, might not work at all for someone with central vision loss. So never rush to buy an expensive device for yourself or for a family member without doing some checking first. Finding the right low vision device is a very individual choice, depending on specific vision loss and needs. Low vision magnifiers are available in these five general categories. First of all, we have low vision reading glasses. Secondly, magnifiers mounted on top of eyeglasses. A third type, handheld or stand magnifiers. A fourth type, video camera magnifiers. And the fifth type, telescopes. Start your search for the right device by assessing what specific types of low vision magnifiers are available and what each device can or can't do for certain types of vision loss. The next part of the article asks, how can magnifiers aid low vision? As we grow older, don't you love that phrase? As we grow older, some degree of low vision may be inevitable, depending on how long we live. This is because aging itself leads to slow degeneration of the light-sensitive cells in your retina, where the vision processing occurs. Magnification is needed when you start experiencing vision loss in the central part of your retina. This is called the macula. The macula is the area of the eye that's capable of seeing those small letters. A magnifier enables you to compensate somewhat for a damaged macula by helping you use more of the healthy retina that surrounds the damaged area to create those visual images. Certain eye injuries can also permanently damage eye structures essential for sharp vision. Advanced macular degeneration, a common cause of low vision, can create a blind spot in central vision. This means you can still see better around the edges of your field of view, but you would need a device to help magnify what you see in the center. A video camera magnifier can be adjusted to provide just such magnification. Also, Dr. Jackson explains that people can have blind spots in different parts of the visual field. This means a blind spot can be maybe to the right or the left, or it can even be shaped like a donut. A quote, "This is why the optimal magnifier is different for different people," she says. "Every device has advantages and disadvantages. We don't prescribe a device. We have people choose a device that suits their goals and their requirements, and we make sure that we show them alternatives." Your eye condition also may cause vision problems that are not detected by simple testing with a standard eye chart. This means it could be difficult for you to see objects against backgrounds of similar colors, meaning loss of contrast sensitivity. That's a new term for me, loss of contrast sensitivity. That's when you can't see colors based on the color of the background. They have to be contrasting. You also could develop what they call a color vision deficiency or loss of night vision. To enhance your ability to see in contrast, you will need to address lighting and perhaps try out different colored displays on desktop video camera magnifiers. As an example, Dr. Jackson says the contrast on computer and video camera magnifiers can be modified to display white letters and characters against a black background if that works for you. The next question, which they ask, which magnifiers work best in different circumstances? Different types of low vision devices also can help in different circumstances. A student might need a camera-like telescopic device, attached to a portable video camera magnifier to capture an image at the front of the classroom. That image then can be enlarged on a monitor on the student's desktop. A mechanic might benefit from a magnifier mounted on prescription eyeglasses so that the hands remain free to work. A handheld magnifier is portable and easy to use when needs are simple. As an example, handheld magnifiers are ideal for checking product labels at the grocery store or quickly looking over your mail. Here's a quote: "There is a lot of confusion about the size of devices and the power they have." This is according to Dr. Lilas Mocht, who is the founding director of the Visual Rehabilitation and Research Center at the Henry Ford Health System in Detroit. Dr. Mocht, who is an internationally recognized expert on macular degeneration, also is author of the book titled Macular Degeneration: The Complete Guide to Maximizing and Saving Your Sight. And she continues with the following quote: "Often people will say, well, this one is a 3X and that's a 6X, so I want the one that's a 6X. But the disadvantage of magnifiers with higher power is that you see a much smaller area," she says. "As a general rule, you want the magnifier with the least power you can get away with in exchange for the largest area you become able to see." If you are an avid reader, you will find that simple magnifiers are inadequate to help you sustain the concentration needed for an extended time period. A small handheld magnifier greatly enlarges a few words or sentences on a page. But reading something like a novel requires an expanded field of view and the ability to scan ahead in order to see and process information quickly. Another limitation of handheld magnifiers is that they can't be used for task-specific activities such as knitting. This would require both hands to be free. In this case, you would need a magnifier on a stand that can be easily positioned where you need it. If you are buying a handheld magnifier or a magnifier on a stand, you might be interested in extra features such as these three. A good one: number one, get a handheld magnifier or a magnifier on a stand that contains built-in lighting, as that can help you see better. Gooseneck attachments in stand magnifiers that can be easily moved and adjusted to whatever position you need. Or you might consider various lenses and powers in the same device, so you can achieve just the right magnification at the precise distance that you need. Also, you may think high-powered reading glasses are the best solution for all your needs, but these types of low-vision glasses limit you to seeing objects at a fixed distance that could be less than a foot from your nose. Here's a quote: "You need to ask yourself what you are going to do with a device," said Dr. Mocht. "For instance, you can't use high-powered glasses for seeing cards on the table or for chopping up vegetables." Dr. Mocht said the best reading tool for virtually anyone with a vision loss is a video camera magnifier. These devices use video cameras that focus on items of your choice and then magnify them on a screen or a monitor. Dr. Jackson also agrees that if you eliminate the cost factor, video magnifiers using video camera magnifier technology have the least downside of any currently available reading devices. This is the video magnifier. And please note at this point that some manufacturers and low vision eye doctors still refer to these video camera magnifiers using the terms closed circuit TV or CCTV devices. I'm afraid I'm guilty of that myself. However, that term is increasingly associated only with security systems and is less often used now in the low vision field. So once again, now the CCTV devices are called video camera magnifiers. New terminology. Some features to look for in video camera magnifiers include audio focus, number two, color or black and white displays, number three, ergonomics allowing ease of use, four, glare and contrast control, five, compatibility with computers and computer screens, Number 6, screen size that best meets your needs. Number 7, portability. Number 8, memory settings. With video camera magnifier technology, people may benefit from glasses that focus at this intermediate distance. So to enhance viewing, Dr. Moogt sometimes advises patients to try clip-on lenses with near vision correction applied over their regular eyeglasses. Next, we come to something called bioptic telescopes, BIOPTIC, bioptic telescopes. This equipment requires considerable concentration and quick reaction times for driving, which means they aren't for everyone. Each state specifies whether such devices can be used, and if so, what level of vision is required to be a candidate for this device. It's a quote from Dr. Lila Smoked. By the name, her last name is spelled M-O-G-K, Dr. Lila Smoked. She says at this point, some of these high-end telescopes that are commonly prescribed may be ideal for students and young people, but you're not going to put these on someone who's 85, she says. There's only a niche market for them. They are not broadly applicable, but they are sometimes marketed as being broadly applicable. These are the biopic telescopes. Dr. Jackson said telescopes clearly are an advantage for magnifying objects that are far away, in the same way that birdwatchers and opera fans use binoculars. And the quote from Dr. Jackson, but all telescopes decrease the area that you see, and they all decrease the light. So if you have poor contrast sensitivity to begin with, you could have a lot of trouble looking through a bioptic telescope. Television viewing is the most common use for these telescopes when people prefer not to move closer to the screen to get a better view. The next part of the article covers how to find low vision magnifiers. Now that you are better informed and ready to buy a low vision magnifier, where can you go to see what's available? Dr. Moogt suggests that if you are going to spend more than $500 for a low vision device, it would be well worth your time and money to consult with a low vision expert who can advise you. Also, a low vision specialist likely is associated with a dealer or can refer you to a reputable outlet. With some devices, Dr. Jackson says it's essential that you get some training so you understand how to put the features to their best use. If you do plan a large expenditure and you are determined to do it yourself, then you should find a low vision device outlet where you can, first of all, visit and try out more expensive devices before committing to an actual purchase. You should also find a place where you can return the device for a refund within a reasonable time period if you find that it doesn't work for you. You should also go to a place where you can obtain a warranty, enabling replacement or repair if something goes wrong with the device. You also can review low vision devices by asking your eye doctor or other outlets for catalogs. Many low vision devices are advertised on the internet. In this case, make sure you are dealing with a reputable outlet. Two major reputable companies that have considerable online marketing are Optelec and Enhanced Vision. Both companies also advertise services such as free demonstrations of certain projects. Contact information for these two companies and the following few companies will be provided after the article. So those first two that were mentioned by this article, Optelec, O-P-T-E-L-E-C, and Enhanced Vision. Other major low vision device companies include Freedom Scientific, Humanware, Eschenbach, and Walters. And this part of the article ends with a quote. Dr. Jackson says, in general, buy a magnifier from a company that has been around for a while. Now, you're probably wondering the next question, what do low vision magnifiers cost? In some cases, such as for internet viewing, you may not need to make an extra investment if you already have a good computer and a good monitor. Depending on the software and equipment you have, you can use built-in magnification features to zoom in on text or adjust screens to increase the contrast. Also, low vision features increasingly are offered in other devices. For example, the iPhone allows magnification, contrast adjustment, and voice output as well. An iPhone application called Eyeglasses magnifies hard-to-read fine print when you hold the device against like labels or other printed materials. So if you already have a device such as an iPhone, you may already have access to simple magnification without needing to buy something else. Dr. Jackson outlines general cost ranges for different devices. Video magnifiers can range from $500 to $3,000, and the best values start at $1,500. Telescopes, those bioptic telescopes, range from $30 to $2,000. Dr. Jackson thinks the best values start at around $100 for the bioptic telescopes. Next, handheld or stand magnifiers start at $5, go up to $150. The best value will start at around $30. Low vision reading glasses go from $15 to around $200, and the best value in this category would start at about $25 over the counter. And then there's some simple clip-ons that were mentioned. These cost approximately $20. And a note about insurance now, private insurance and Medicare at this time do not cover the cost of low vision devices. Medicaid covers the cost of some of the aids. However, Dr. Jackson says that some programs for the financially disadvantaged sometimes will help defray the cost of an assistive device. All states have state societies for the visually impaired, and there are also a growing number of sources for secondhand devices. Please, by all means, check with your own insurance company before you make this purchase. And the article continues, other potential sources of financial assistance for low vision devices include charitable or veterans organizations. Ophthalmology and optometry organizations also have membership listings that specify low vision specialists who might be available in your area. And that ends the article titled Guide to Buying Low Vision Magnifiers. This was, as I said, originally written by Marilyn Hadrill with contributions by Dr. Mary Lou Jackson. And after the article was published, there were some extra contributions that were made by Michelle Stevenson and Diane Donofrio Angelucci. So we now have a list of contact information for you. Do you have your pencils and pens handy? Low vision devices, contact information. The first company that was mentioned in the article was Optelec, O-P-T-E-L-E-C. The website is https://, or you can probably just go www. Start out with us.optelec.com. That's optelec.com. Their phone number is 800-444-4443. You can send email to info@optelec.com. The next company that was mentioned was Enhanced Vision. This is a website, www.enhancedvision.com. Their phone number is 888-811-3161. Another company that was mentioned was Freedom Scientific. Their website is creatively labeled www.freedomscientific.com. Their phone number is 800-444-4443. And I did notice that that's the same number that they give for Optelec, the first reference that I made in this list. So I'm thinking maybe there's been some combination of those companies, Freedom Scientific and Optelec. Keep an open mind, keep an open eyes for that one. The next company that was mentioned is HumanWear. It's spelled all as one word, even in text, HumanWear. www.humanware.com, and that's spelled HumanWare, humanware.com. The phone number is 800-722-3393. Email address, if you'd like to, info@humanware.com. That's the address they give. The next company I had never heard about, Eschenbach, E-S-C-H-E-N-B-A-C-H, Eschenbach. This is a worldwide company. The address is, the web address is www.eschenbach.com. Now spell that name again, E-S-C-H-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. Their phone number is 800-487-5389. And then another one that was listed is Walters. It was listed in the article as the initial S in front of there, S. Walters. I discovered that that company is now a division of a different company called Mattingly Low Vision. And that website is www.mattinglylowvision.com. And I'll spell that for you, M-A-T-T-I-N-G-L-Y, lowvision.com. Their phone number is 888-642-0842. And the email address is info@mattinglylowvision.com. And they have taken over the business of the Walters Company for low vision devices. Now, a quick overview of electronic magnifiers. Taking the principle of the, this comes from Enhanced Vision, taking the principle of the traditional magnifying glass and combining it with innovative technology, the electronic magnifier presents itself in several forms, whether portable or stationary. Electronic magnifiers provide increased visual assistance to individuals with low vision, often combining features for magnification, strength, and screen viewing as the fundamental components. Some of the types that you heard about on this program were handheld electronic magnifiers, generally small and very easy to use, but do not be deceived by the word small, as this pertains to the size of the device, because some of them actually do provide more than 12x worth of power. So that's a good one, handheld electronic magnifiers. There's also portable electronic magnifiers, which are a little larger than the handheld electronic one, generally designed to be carried around easily, yet still provide powerful magnification. This does require connection to a screen, like a monitor or a laptop. There's also something that they're calling portable viewing panels, which is just another form of the electronic magnifier. And then you have the desktop electronic magnifiers, which have the ability to provide tremendous magnification power, all kind of advanced features, and may be used for a variety of tasks. That's the desktop electronic magnifier. Well, to end today's program, I have a thought for you. Education is when you read the fine print. Experience is what you get when you don't. This was said by Pete Seeger, an American folk singer and social activist. You might remember him for his songs, If I Had a Hammer, or Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.